Welcome back to Iran's election 2009. The ongoing coverage of today, the big day. There's been an unprecedented amount of attention, both inside the country and internationally, as we waited for this day to arrive as Iranians across the world and, of course, here in Iran, go to the polls. For those of you who are just joining us, welcome. Stay with us throughout the day here on Press TV. We've got our correspondents across the capital and, of course, in the other countries around the world that are also allowing Iranian expats to vote as well. 130 other countries also holding polling stations in their nations for this voting day. Just to give you the latest, polling was supposed to end about 1 hour and 20 minutes ago, but because of that unprecedented turnout, it has been extended, which is not really that surprising, because usually in Iranian elections, the time is extended. Iranians are a bit of a late arrivers, and the queues usually kind of build up as the evening goes, and it's a hot summer now here, so there's been many queuing out throughout the heat of the sun. Now that it's cooling down, probably more people going to join those queues. But as I said, not just in Iran that the polling is taking place. Let's cross over to London, where our correspondent Roshan Mohammed Saleh joins us. Roshan, we joined you earlier. You're now at another polling station, one of five, I assume, in London.
Yes, Nargis, we're actually in the Islamic Cultural Centre in Maida Vale, which is in kind of North London, I guess you could describe it. And polling's been happening all over the city today. Unprecedented interest. Thousands of British Iranians have been voting. And there's unprecedented interest here in the media and generally in the population. News of this election has been leading all the news bulletins. Now, I'm joined by Abbas Edelat, who's from the Kazmi organisation. Now, Abbas, just on the eve of the elections, a few days ago, you actually wrote an open letter to the Guardian newspaper. Can you tell me, what did you say in that letter?
Well, we had a letter on behalf of some leading professors and anti-war activists all over the world, from the UK, from France, and from the United States, signed by distinguished professors like Professor Hamid Dabbashi from Columbia University, Professor Sahimi from University of Southern California, and others. Myself, I'm a professor at Imperial College London. So we are leading campaigners against sanctions and against military intervention in Iran. We have defended Iran's right for peaceful nuclear technology. We have defended Iran against the demonization of the West. We have fought against the sending of Iran's nuclear file from the IAEA to the United Nations Security Council.
And if I can just ask, Abbas, what did you actually recommend in this letter?
Yeah, so we said in this letter that the president-elect of Iran, whoever that is, should have four tasks ahead in order to best defend Iran's interests against the Western pressure. So these four demands are as follows. If President Ahmadinejad is re-elected, we would like him to renounce the questioning of the Holocaust, because that, we think, aids Israel and the new conservatives. Ahmadinejad, his track record has shown, is not anti-Semite. He's actually supported the Jewish organizations inside Iran. But we want him to completely renounce any questioning of the Holocaust, which was actually a horrendous crime against humanity. So,
and what else? Obviously, on election day, we shouldn't really be talking about candidates specifically. We don't want to do that, obviously. What else did you recommend in this letter?
So we recommended that the president-elect of Iran should also free all political prisoners, should go for freedom of speech and parties, and also recognize the right of every citizen of Iran without any political vetting to participate in election, and also abolish all the medieval judicial practices of, for example, stoning.
If I can ask Abbas, I mean, obviously Iran is an Islamic country, so why should they get rid of things like that? Why should they make decisions about their future policies based on what the West thinks?
This is not what the West thinks. I think for the good of the Iranian people, for the progress, for the social and political progress of our country, we need democratic rights to be established by the Islamic Republic. We need equality for women and for ethnic minorities to be established by the Islamic Republic. We would like to see civic rights, citizens' rights for all official and unofficial religious minorities, including Baha'is in Iran. These would be vital and crucial for the progress of the country itself. And it doesn't matter what the West thinks about Iran. But these will help to unite the Iranian people against the pressure from the West, and it will disarm Israel and the new conservatives in the West as well.
And you talk about the pressure from the West. I mean, in the run-up to this election, the British media especially and the American media, they've ratcheted up the anti-Iran propaganda, haven't they?
Yes. I mean, this is going to go on for some time. It's not going to go away. The question is, what's the best way for the president-elect of Iran, with what national policies is best to defend Iran's national rights? And I think the four tasks that we have formulated are the best way. Having democracy in Iran, having full equality for women and ethnic minorities, and recognizing the rights of religious minorities, and also abolishing all these medieval judiciary practices.
And finally, Abbas, in the next few days, we're going to have a new president, or perhaps if there's a second round in a week or two. Do you hope that there'll be a new dawn between the US, the UK, and Iran in the future?
Yes, I think very, very much so. Yes, I think there's every chance with President Obama as the President of the United States, and whoever comes, even if it's Ahmadinejad or Mousavi, it doesn't really matter who comes as the President. I think there's a new atmosphere. We saw yesterday, actually, John Kerry, Senator John Kerry, saying that the U.S. should recognize and respect Iran's right for enrichment, for peaceful nuclear technology. So for a senator, a distinguished senator like that, saying that the West should recognize Iran's right, it shows that Iran has won the battle for its national rights, and therefore I think that there's a very good chance for a dialogue and reconciliation between the U.S. and Iran.
And very briefly, are you hopeful that the sanctions on Iran will be lifted?
Oh, that I think is going to take some time. I think it takes a lot of negotiation, a lot of dialogue for sanctions to be lifted.
Okay. Well, Abbas Adalat from KASMI, Campaign for the End for Sanctions and Military Action Against Iran, thank you very much for joining us. Well, Nargis, the polls here are going to be open till about 7 p.m.
Yeah.
London time. And as you can see around me, people continue to flock in.
Thanks, Roshan.
But for now, back to you in the studio in Tehran.
Many thanks, Roshan. As you can see there in London, a steady flow of people coming in and out Islamic Centre, Islamic Cultural Centre. There are 5 polling booths in London. We have no time to check anywhere else in Europe, but come back to us after the international news for more across Europe and, of course, in Iran. It is Iran's elections 2009. Stay with us.